Y'all ready for the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Blind in my truck, but I don't know where I'm going. Blind in my truck, but I don't know where I'm going. I keep riding in the circle. I keep riding in the circle. The inside of my eyes feeling like I found a purple. Blind in my truck, but I don't know where I'm going. Blind in my truck, but I don't know where I'm going. I keep riding in the circle. I keep riding in the circle. The inside of my eyes feeling like I found a purple. Blind in my truck, but I don't know where I'm going.
You and the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour. We give you that sports talk in layman's terms. It gets a little raw in here, so if you like your sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. All right, let's get to it. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour. We are your gracious hosts, the Brothers Layman, Chris.
And Jonathan.
I know we've been off. The Happy Hour hasn't been open for about a week.
Happy Thanksgiving to y'all. You know, it's been holiday season. Things come up. Family. Sorry to say, family does come first before y'all. I apologize, but that's just how it is.
Oh, so yeah. It was a good turkey day. How did you enjoy yours?
Oh, mine was great. Spent some time with the fam, bam. Wife did some serious throwing down. She's knocked out right now. I can't even blame her.
Yeah, same here in the layman household. Casey did some cooking, mastered like 5 desserts and all food. It was delish.
Yep.
Lots of items to go around.
Yep.
Been snacking on it ever since.
Yes, sir.
So we hope y'all did have a nice holiday.
Yep. As usual, I want to take the time before we even get into anything. Want to send a rest in peace to Paul Walker. I know some of y'all might not have heard. Star of Fast and the Furious. And apparently died in a car accident last night. It was a shock. I actually saw it on Twitter. That's how I found out. It was just like breaking news. I'm like, breaking news. Paul Walker dead. I'm like, what?
Yeah, I got a Huffington Post thing about it.
And then, it was crazy.
And then
crazy.
Stitcher, and it was like, oh, this is real.
And then my wife told me today that I guess there was a clip of Tyrese going to the site where it happened and basically just started crying and walked off. I mean,
it's very ironic because you're like,
right.
A guy who stars
in a
movie
flick about
racing
cars and
going
all that.
Fast, he dies going fast.
Yeah, it's like
wow. 120 and a 40 something. I don't know all the details, but it's sad to hear. And you know, rest in peace to the passenger who was with him.
Yeah, definitely.
You know,
we forget about the other people, the little people that happened. Know, but it happened. But yeah, definitely. And hope his family will be okay. And I'm sure this is a shock to them. And to the whole acting community, I'm sure it's a shock, and he will be missed.
Yeah, came out of nowhere.
Yeah, it really did. Be careful. Hope it's a lesson to everyone. All that speeding and all that. He was going triple the speed limit. Unnecessary.
No, that's not
necessary.
That's the risk when you do something like that. That's why you got to be careful with your seatbelt and just drive safe.
Exactly. So, but like I said, always say we can't. We got to move on. So. On to the sports. Man. Let's get it cracking.
Oh, yeah. If y'all got something y'all want to chop in on, because, you know, we're going over everything, the NFL today.
Yep.
Interesting college football.
Fantastic college football.
NBA highs and lows and all that.
Some serious lows.
Hit us up. Email at thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. Twitter at brotherslayman. Or you can leave a voicemail for us, 323-455-4219. We will read and answer your question on air. If you send us an email or voicemail, we'll play it too or read it.
Yeah, definitely. Hit us up. Any questions, comments, concerns you guys may have, anything y'all want to know, anything y'all want to deliver, anything you guys think we need to work on. Any critiques are available to us. We do take them. We don't get pissed off, and we won't just shit on you for that. You know, we do take it
unless it's offensive.
Exactly. I mean, you know, honesty is always welcome here, so just be honest with us. Let us know how you're feeling, and we'll definitely get back at you.
Yeah. You know, we love us some sports over here.
Definitely.
We know Jonathan feeling good right now.
Pulled it out, baby. Mm-hmm. Pulled it out at the last second. Jesus Christ.
In Arrowhead Stadium. It was closer this time.
On the road, baby.
It was closer this time.
I initially came out on our preview when we did the NFL. I always thought this was going to be a split. I thought the Broncos would win at home. Kansas City would win at home. Kansas City almost won at home, though, but thanks to the strong arm of Peyton Manning, 5 touchdown passes, 4 to Eric Decker himself. What you going to do?
That was nuts.
That was just crazy. And then Monty Ball. Shout out to the rookie Monty Ball. We was all, there was a lot of questions like, well, no, I know Sean Moreno got banged up in the last game. Can he carry some of the load? Is he going to fumble the ball like he always seems to do?
Yes.
Broke 100 yards today. Big time. First 100-yard game. Congratulations to you, sir. And that is what we need. Is what I'm saying. When it comes to end of the season, when you start hitting December, when you get to the cold weather, the running game makes all the difference. And today, it wasn't Noshon, but it was Monte. And Monte had it going. And Peyton was just loving it and eating them fools alive.
We know who's Peyton loving it. One of three. If you had these three guys today, you probably won your game and went to the playoffs. But let's start with the first one. Eric Decker was loving some Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning was loving him. 8 receptions, 174 yards, 4 touchdowns.
Broncos record, 4 up.
Somebody in my league set him. That hurts like a motherfucker.
Whew. Sorry, brother. That you can't take out these weapons that Peyton Manning has because you never know when any one of them is going to go off. They could go off at any given moment. So you got to play them. You got to.
Man.
Woo!
You know, but before we get on to that, I'm sure the fans want to know, how was you feeling? Because, you know, we saw them tweets last week.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we up on them Patriots. What? Bill Belichick, what's wrong with you, boy? What's going on? We can tell. They don't want it. They don't want it. And then
I got to eat my words, man, because I sure was feeling myself and feeling my team after that first half. I was like, 24-zip, we finna eat these niggas for breakfast. Tasting good. Von Miller, they just fumbling left and right. I was just like, shut them out, baby. But, of course, realistically, I knew we were just not going to shut out Tom Brady for the whole game. And then Jesus Christ, it was a tell of two halves. I did not expect us to just start turning it over, fumbling the ball. It was bad.
Your turn.
Yeah, it was bad. Basically what happened. It was like, all right, y'all turn now. And of course, there was the whole, why is Belichick giving Peyton Manning the ball? These are the type of risks, and you got to take some risks, but these are what make coaches great coaches. He took a risk, and it worked out in his favor, and you know, unfortunately, due to a special teams blunder.
What?
Stupidity. We lost the game. I mean, that was not the way I wanted to lose the game. I would have rather had a Tom Brady touchdown passing overtime. Like, that's it. We won. Fine. But to sit here, wave off the ball at the last second to hit the Bronco player, and then they recovered at like the 10. It was like, oh, great. Fine. That's the game there. They're clearly going to win now. Like, I would have rather them just marched up the field and scored, personally. But to see the game end that way, that was heartbreaking. But we bounced back. Number one seed right now in the AFC. So,
yeah, buddy.
Let's get it cracking.
Yeah, over New England, who almost blew it. Thanks, I played your defense today. Thanks. Don't care about your win. Shoot. Hey. The Texans been looking awful. But really, you let 31 on the Texans? I still have questions.
Yeah.
This is always, you've had way too many games where it's like, you really going to lose to this team you should be beating. I mean, you pull it out, you know, but hey, we all gave Seattle all that talk. Like, oh, y'all keep struggling to win games.
Y'all can't win on the road. Yeah,
I'm not sure about you.
Yep.
Well, it y'all keep winning games, way. But you have won some ugly games.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Tate, holla at you. 22 carries, 102 yards, 3 touchdowns.
Yep. Killing. But, hey, Gronk. If you got Gronk, I know you're loving it right now. If you took a flyer on him and your fantasy team, you were just like, ugh, that's what I'm talking about. Keep giving them to me. But, I mean, Tom Brady just keeps doing what Tom Brady does. Once again, they win a close last-second game. It's just like, this is what they do. They just win in the clutch. Tom Brady, you could say Tom Brady is the clutchest player in the league, quarterback wise. I mean, it's the proof is in the pudding.
Yeah, you give him opportunities.
You give him any time left. Come the last, if you give him 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter and they down 3 points, you're probably gonna lose. 9 times out of 10, you're probably gonna lose. So, I mean, they won a close one. Their defense did just enough to pull it out. So, congrats to them. Number 2 in the division. Brady Manning AFC Championship game again. Here we go. Let's just mark it down now.
That's what it's seeming like.
Oh, my gosh. At least make them have to come to Denver, please. Make them have to come to our town. Yeah. I do not want to go to Foxborough.
Yeah, because if you get tied,
because all I'm going to hear about if we have to go to Foxborough is the stupid loss we just had last week.
And you can't play in the cold, Peyton Manning.
Yeah, yep. Peyton Manning going to lose. He can't play in cold weather. He can't play in the cold. It's too cold. It's too cold. He can't play in the cold. They're like, oh, God, here we go. Fine. He can't play in cold weather.
That's how I was saying.
Fine. Whatever.
And we can keep moving. Let's just keep rolling since we're in the AFC.
All right.
You know, the Colts last week got their ass handed to them versus Bruce Arians. Y'all coming back. Good to see y'all again. Kick your ass. 40-11. God. And then in this game, having a fight.
It was bad,
too.
Yeah. With Tennessee.
The Colts. I mean, the Titans. Yeah. God.
Ryan Fitzpatrick. I mean, what?
21-36.
Their offensive line just doesn't look good at all. Nope. At first, it was Andrew Luck could cover it up, so to speak, a little bit. But, I mean, after a while, defenses are going to learn how to exploit these guys, and they are being exploited because they four sacks in the second quarter. Woo! I mean, and Andrew Luck doesn't look as good. There's the reason why. He knows he can't hold on to the ball too long or he's going to get clobbered every time. So he has to get it out quick. His passes, he's not going to get enough of his reads. Mm-hmm. Passes aren't going to go as crisp as they need to. And this is the type of results you're going to get.
Yeah, I mean, you're clearly missing Reggie Wayne. He is really missing Reggie Wayne. I mean, you got a veteran wide receiver that's that talented. And I'm like,
I'm like, yeah, you're going to miss him, but I mean, like, to miss him this bad. Clearly, he's their best offensive weapon. Clearly.
Right. And then, hey.
Trent Richardson, where you at, son? Where you at? They traded a first-round pick for that? Now you're riding pine?
You know, you got.
I know they're probably like, man, we're kicking ourselves in the
14 face. Carries to five.
They basically just gave a first-round pick.
They didn't want to play Donald Brown. That's the thing, that Vic Ballard. Ahmad Brash or Donald Brown is not the guy. Well,
now he's finally the guy.
Right. Now he's our best option. Man, they lucky that division sucks. Because right now, I mean.
They just gift wrapped a first round pick to Cleveland. Here you go. Have one. You know, whatever.
Still 8-4, but man.
And speaking of the AFC, I have to talk about this. Geno Smith is God freaking awful. This. For those of y'all who read my tweet where I just said he is ass, he proved it even more so today. He is terrible. He is the worst quarterback in the AFC, bar none.
Damn.
He is the worst quarterback in his rookie class, bar none. Mike Glennon looks way better than him, and his team sucks. So, for the Jets, Geno Smith.
No, but the way you said it, like, he's the worst quarterback in the league, and it's like, well, who did they start before? That's like you... They have had some bad luck picking quarterbacks.
And now you go
from ass to ass.
And now we got Chris Sims. Not Chris Sims.
Matt Sims.
Matt Sims. Another one of the Sims boys. Oh, Lord. And even he didn't look all that great. And we got they may have to pick another quarterback in the draft again.
They may, if they suck.
Oh, my gosh.
And we thought they was going to do something. We was like, you know what? They might actually get to the playoffs.
It has gotten so bad. I'm pulling like, damn, they need Mark Sanchez back. That's how bad it has gotten. You can't do no worse than this, Mark Sanchez. I know he can't. I know he had the butt fumbling and all that nonsense, but he can't be worse than this. Geno Smith is terrible. They scored 3 points all game against Miami. They went from a team in playoff contention to now they're just completely plummeting, and they look like they might get a top 10 pick. God!
I don't know what happened to them.
God! This is like the fourth time he's been pulled. At this point, you might as well just keep him on the bench for the rest of the season. There ain't no use of yo-yoing this kid up back and forth between him getting benched and Rex Ryan. This is his last hurrah.
Oh, no, this is
it. This is it.
I had to just go and look at their record. After they beat New Orleans in week 9, going in their bye, and 37-14 loss to Buffalo. 19-3 loss at Baltimore. Mm.
And now lost 23-3.
You scored 3 points back to back games. And God.
And your next game is against the Raiders, which ain't no guaranteed LW for them.
You may lose that one too. The way Mike McGloin, is that his name, I believe, the quarterback for the Raiders? Hey. The man is playing. The man is playing.
He is.
He's playing. So I'm like, hey, Jets, look out. But, I mean, Dallas pulled out a win against the Raiders on Thanksgiving. It was close, though. It wasn't no cakewalk.
Nah, the Raiders are going to be a
for them. So, yeah.
Oh, you know we gonna get up on that. In the AFC North Division, Cincinnati, what? They won again today?
Mm-hmm. 17-10.
No, holding it down because they
With very once again, very poor play from the quarterback position. God, Andy Dalton, man. People have been having questions.
That's funny.
Now it looks like he may need to replace him.
Yeah, he is going to be a question mark. They're going to have to do some, bring in a vet, and have him go work with somebody over the offseason. But he needs to be better if this team really wants to solidify this division and actually try to fight for a bye. You feel like they got the talent, but they sucking.
They have loads of talent.
You know, Baltimore right now in that sixth spot, you know, winning against Steelers who were hot in themselves. Mm.
Oh, I felt so bad for Le'Veon Bell. I felt so bad. Like, there has to – I was listening to talk radio, and a guy made a good point. There has to be some kind of gray area for that helmet rule. It isn't like – because it was not like the Jason Witten where his helmet flies off and he's running down the field. I'm like, dude, his helmet flew off and he crossed the goal line.
He's like, oh, well, his helmet.
Well, his helmet flew off at the one. Like, are you serious? I was like, and he got knocked unconscious. Like, right. Are you kidding me?
He's like, that's a touchdown. No, it's not a touchdown. His helmet came off. So the fuck what?
Yeah, I'm like, are you kidding me? Well, the play is dead if his helmet flies off. I'm like, oh.
Y'all love this.
I could see if he caught it, helmet flies off, and he's still running 30 yards down the field. Fine. You don't want him getting, you know, taking it. At this point, once he got hit, there was really no more risk of injury. He was down. So I'm like, God.
And he couldn't convert. But, yeah, that was bullshit. And I had Le'Veon Bell. It didn't matter. But still, on principle, I'm like, really? I'm like, that's a touchdown. Oh, no.
Clear
it's not.
Touchdown. I felt bad for the kid. Like, ugh. I know Mike Tomlin was pissed. Didn't you love it? Back to back, baby. Jason Kidd and now Mike Tomlin. But don't y'all niggas know cameras are all over the place? You can't get away with nothing anymore.
You shouldn't smile. You should have been like looking scared, like I almost got hit. Why I wasn't paying attention? Like you did like this. Oh, I felt the rush and I just jumped out of.
Because it's kind of funny. Because if you watch it, he kind of turns his head at the last second and like knows Jacoby Jones is in his peripheral. Is like, all right, I'm waiting. All right, I'm move. Like it's
at the
clear.
Last minute, everybody's like, you looking at the Jumbotron.
Just like the Jason Kidd. Hit me. You can't use verbal words, dude. Clearly you said to hit me. That was the dumbest thing you could do.
I'm about to hold it in when we get to
But for Mike Tomlin's sake, I mean, clearly it was intentional. I mean, but
because he did not look lost at all. He was just like, oh.
He was like, oh. But I mean, would it have been a touchdown? I don't know.
It didn't look like it.
There's a possibility Jacoby Jones could have got caught from behind. We don't know for sure. He did have to break stride a little bit. He did have to break it a little bit. So that goes into it. But
do you think he should have hit him? Because I've heard some people like he should have just kept running. And if Mike Tomlin was in the way, you just hit him. Like you just bump him like you
move
in the field
fuck out the way.
I'm not moving. You move. And you'd be like, oh, you was on the field. Why I had to get out
in
of the way?
In a sense, yeah. Because, I mean, you see it at times with the refs. Refs get in the freaking way. Dudes don't, like, move out the way halftime. Them refs get knocked out and knocked over. Move out of my way. So, I mean, with Mike Tomlin, to me, it's the same thing. I might have given him a little bit of an elbow, like, move the fuck out of my way. And who knows, man? That could have gotten Mike Tomlin an interference play. Yeah, we don't know.
I'm reading he might get a 6-figure fine for that.
Damn. But
Steelers might lose a pick, which I was like, all right, that's a little much. Don't hate on the organization.
That's a little far. Yeah. But
He's going to get dinged.
It would have.
He's going to get dinged.
He'll get dinged. He should get fined. He deserves to get fined. But let's be real. Had Pittsburgh won this game, this story would have been huge.
No, it would have been.
The fact that they lost, it was kind of like, all right, well, they still lost. It doesn't matter. But had they won that game, Cass would have been just like, that's bullshit. You would have had. John Harbaugh would have flipped his lid, boy, had they lost that game. But since they won, it's fine. It's okay. I'll laugh and joke about it. Oh, had they lost, though?
Because all the reporters would have had to ask the question, do you think it was his fault that you lost the game?
Joe Flacco, he pulling my move. Like, oh, thanks for admitting yourself, sir.
But let me see what's funny. Up with this, what the stand is right now, because...
All that matters is the Broncos are first. Who cares about everybody else?
You should, because you may want to know how far you ahead.
Let's go, son! It sucks. You might have to play Kansas City again in the playoffs, man. Hopefully not.
Yep. Right now, you'd be playing Baltimore. But I mean, Miami's
a rematch. A rematch, huh? Of course.
Tennessee.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah. Bring on Baltimore. Elvis Dumervil, bring your monkey ass back to Denver so we can stomp you and show you why you should have took that pay cut and stayed with Denver. Stupid. Oh, that still pisses me off to this day. Because we could be rolling right now, dude. But, of course.
I mean, you're 10-2.
The facts fiasco.
You are rolling, technically.
Yeah.
Oh, who else? Since we're sticking in the AFC, your boy, Josh Gordon.
Hey, I hope all... For those of y'all who listened to me and picked him in your drafts, you're welcome. Because I told y'all, sleeper pick of the year is Josh Gordon. I didn't give a damn if he was suspended two games. He's going to go bananas. Yes. And bananas is what he's doing.
He was the second dude on that list that you should have been playing today. You got a W. First is Eric Decker. Josh Gordon, 10 receptions, 200. Yes, I said that. 261 yards, 2 touchdowns. Gave you like 40 damn points.
He broke his own record of 200-some-odd yards from last week. Seriously? And the Browns still lost. God, like, another team I feel bad for. Like, this fool is balling. And they suck. They can't. I can't blame them. They quarterback plays it bad. To Jacksonville.
And they was up.
Jacksonville is now third in the division. They're above Houston. Are you serious?
What is going on this season?
Oh, my God. Oh, and
the third at 3-9. You third in the division. Ah, damn, that's terrible.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I have no words for Houston. I can't even speak on Houston now. 2-10? They've lost 10 straight games.
Damn. I didn't know it was like that. They lost 10 straight games?
It started off 2-0. And they have lost 10 straight games. Oh, my goodness gracious. I got to see this just for laughing purposes.
What? God,
just for laughing purposes. Let's take a look, shall we? All right, they beat San Diego by 3. They beat Tennessee in overtime. And they lost to Baltimore, to Seattle, to San Francisco, to St. Louis, to Kansas City, Indianapolis, Arizona, Oakland, Jacksonville, and now New England. And they play Jacksonville next week. Lord knows that they may lose again. Then we got Indianapolis, loss. Then we got Denver, loss. Then we got at Tennessee, probably a loss. So they're probably going to end up 3-13 at best. Gary Kubiak, happy trails. Enjoy being an offensive coordinator somewhere. And... quarterback, number one pick again.
Jeez.
The first time since David Carr.
That is...
Man, for a team that people picked to win the division this year.
Yeah, I thought they was going
to win. God. Jesus. And Atlanta luckily won today. They'd be the laughing stock. Another one to be just, God, they're terrible.
High expectations and...
Whew. Terrible results.
Dirty Bird playing like shit.
Playing like straight Dirty Birds, exactly. Oh, man.
Yeah, Roddy White finally showed up.
About time.
13 weeks.
Forever and a day. But he finally, Oh man,
they just had they've had the crappiest of seasons. After last week getting fighting against New Orleans, at least made it a game. Didn't win that out. I mean, damn.
Oh Lord, have mercy. And then, do you think Green Bay should shut Aaron Rodgers down for the rest of the season? What's the point?
Let's see.
What's the point? They can't. They're not going to the playoffs. So what's the point?
They are.
They have a tie. They're not going to the playoffs. What's the point?
No, because Detroit should. Should.
That is the key word, should.
Win this, lock this division up. God.
Oh, the whole NFC itself. Well, not let me not say the whole NFC. Just the NFC. What is it? The NFC
shit
East. First of all, the East is just by far the worst division in football. Then you got the NFC North. That's just
nobody wants
the division. Yeah, nobody wants to win the division. I mean, the NFC West competitive. All those teams are competitive. That might be the best division in football.
Yeah. Remember that a few years ago, we was going to the same thing with the NFC East. Now, oh, they suck. How do you get anybody now?
Yep.
That's a you don't even want. You're like, oh, I got to play the NFC East this season on my schedule.
Yep.
Fuck. Not the NFC West. Excuse
me. Man, that's funny. Because I mean, Chicago losing to Minnesota today. Like, are you serious?
Yep.
I know you.
Number three, Alshon Jeffries. What?
And they lost another one. A dynamic game by your receiver, and you lost. Like.
In overtime.
I don't get it. To Minnesota. Who's starting Matt Castle? Excuse me. Who came in because Mr. Ponder the thought got hurt.
Yeah, and then they went. Did they go to Josh Freeman?
Nope. Nope. Of course not. He's inactive. I don't get it.
They don't know.
They don't know what they're doing at quarterback.
I mean, come on. Alshon Jeffery, 12 receptions, 249 yards, 2 touchdowns.
I can tell you why they lost. I can tell you exactly why they lost. 2 words. Adrian Peterson. 200-plus yards rushing.
Day.
They have the worst rushing defense in the league by far. I mean, I knew they were the bottom of the barrel, but Jesus.
You know, I mean, even Matt Forte was going off for him.
And they still lost. Josh McCown threw for over 300 yards. And you still lost to the Minnesota Vikings. Ugh. What is going on this year? I don't understand. I don't get this season. I really don't. There's just too much crazy. These quarterbacks are garbage.
There's a lot of them.
There's a lot of them that are terrible. There was all this ranting and raving about last year in the quarterbacks. Half those quarterbacks don't even look good anymore. Half those quarterbacks are on losing teams. So nobody cares anymore. Andrew Luck, Russell Wilson, those are the only two at this point that have panned out. Period. And then
Nick Foles has panned out.
He came out as well. Yes. He has looked great.
Sharp, man.
He has looked fantastic. And hey.
Philly, man.
Here we go again. Andy Reid found y'all a nice piece.
Mm-hmm. We was crapping on him early. Yep.
He was like, Nick Foles. Hey, Nick Foles looks pretty daggum good now.
Mm-hmm. Nick Foles is locked in now.
Yep. No interceptions. Like, golly, dude, for real?
Tied for the division at 7-5.
Hey.
People thought they would be around that.
I thought they were going to be at the bottom of the division. I'm not going to lie, but they have, they've proven me wrong. And you got to ride with Nick Foles now, Michael Vick. Enjoy the bench warming job. You are not getting another starting job in the NFL again. Sorry to say. But
it's funny to me. And then with Riley Cooper, we talked all that crap.
Yeah.
About Riley Cooper. And, you know, it was warranted. Like, who is this dude? He must have said, you know what? Now, since everybody know my name, I'm going to show you what's up. Me and Nick Foles is doing it. He has been. If you picked him up when Nick Foles started getting hot, you were doing real nice.
But, of course, you got those ignorant people out there. How come he couldn't play this good for the black quarterback?
Because you know what's so bad.
Because Nick Foles is more accurate, period.
Yeah,
Nick Foles can get you the ball. Michael Vick, yeah, we've had accuracy questions since he's been in the league.
He's been having questions. So
since Atlanta.
Yeah. It seems like the last couple of years, he's just not ended the season well. So
this is it.
Same old, same old.
This is the final hurrah. He's done. He'll be gone. And we move on.
Yeah, and Arizona. Hey, Arizona's looking kind of good, man.
Arizona is a team to look out for. San Francisco was able to pull out the win today, but Arizona is on their heels.
They in the mix for that last spot.
Mm-hmm. They're serious.
I mean, who else we got? We got Cam Newton looking Carolina. Like the real deal.
Carolina does it again.
Smacks Tampa Bay as they should.
Mm-hmm.
He, man, throws for two touchdowns, runs for another. Come on.
Loving it.
8 straight in a row. Hot.
Loving it.
No,
this is why I picked them to bounce back.
Man.
They defense is for real.
I got to give it to him. He is playing.
Cam Newton is playing well. He's not making any big time mistakes. They doing what they're supposed to be doing. Ron Rivera is locked in and loaded for next year. He ain't going nowhere.
I just want to talk about this NFC East, because clearly we didn't speak on Dallas. Dallas won their game.
What's the point? I'm tired of talking about Dallas, to be honest with you. I'm tired of talking about them. I'm tired of hearing about them. They're mediocre at best. They underachieve every year. What is there to talk about? Tony Romo.
Top 10 quarterback.
No, he's not. He ain't top 10. You know what? He might be top 10 by default. Just because it ain't that many good quarterbacks in the league. I have to put him in the top 10.
That's part of it, but...
Thank you. Thank you. You heard it. You heard him. Yeah, he admitted part it. Of it. Thank you. So, I mean, if there were nothing but good quarterbacks, he would not be top 10.
I don't know about all that now. Period. I ain't going that far.
They are such underachievers. It's ridiculous. Their offense should be balling. Their defense has plummeted since Rob Ryan left.
Yeah,
stupid move by Jerry Jones.
Oh, who said he's doing his best job and forever. And
this is why I'm tired of talking about Dallas, because they have an owner who says the most outlandish and stupid stuff. I'm so proud of Tony Romo, even though we lost. That was his best game ever, even though we lost. Like, are you serious? Are you kidding me right now?
But if he's on Dez Bryant and it's had his coming out season,
mm-hmm.
when he's on, you know, of course, Jason Witten,
mm-hmm.
even Miles Austin tried to make a comeback.
And DeMarco Murray. Why can't y'all win the division?
Because they don't want to run the ball for me.
Because y'all are mediocre.
You can't run the ball. You don't run the ball enough, and you don't stop to run.
Your head coach doesn't call plays, so I don't know what he does.
Although they implemented some new fangled whatever. I'm taking the headset and talking to the quarter. I don't know what that was.
Once again, I have no expectations for Dallas. They're going to go to the playoffs if they do and lose first round. So it doesn't matter. They're irrelevant.
Well, I mean, it's hard because we want to see who's going to win that division. All right, what's coming on in like 10 minutes? Giants at Washington. We can talk about RG3 again. I didn't even read the cover about his daddy.
This is going to be a terrible game. His dad needs to stay the hell out of the locker room. He basically went in there, was, I guess, consoling his son. And it's like, he's a grown man, dude. Leave him alone. Yeah. First of all, y'all brought this on yourselves, opening your mouths. Mm-hmm. His daddy be opening his mouth too. So both of y'all need to shut the hell up. RG3, man, this is what I've been saying. I have been questioning, is he a product of the system that he had in college?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's over here is like, oh, RG3 this. Now we're questioning, oh, can he throw from the pocket? Why isn't he as effective? And all of these other questions. Let me break this down for you. I say this every freaking time. When the Broncos initially brought out this spread option, run option crap from college, they did it for one reason and one reason only. Because Tim Tebow can't throw the ball. So it was like, okay, we need to find something that fits what he can do, because we're not about to just lose every freaking game. So what did they go back to? They read the tape. Okay. He ran the spread option well in college. Let's just try and make it work. And it started working. Now you got people who want to use it. It is a gimmicky college offense that doesn't work. Why do you think these guys this year aren't doing anything? Because it doesn't work. Broncos did it out of necessity. I don't know why everybody else and their mama thinking it's just going to pan out and work. It doesn't work that way. You got to have a court. What did everybody always bitch and moan about Tim Tebow about?
He can't throw from the pocket. He can't throw the ball. What is the issue with RG3 and all these other fucking running quarterbacks? They can't throw from the pocket.
Are they too scared to?
Thank you.
Something.
So if this is the issue, why does Tim Tebow not have a job?
All right, here's two questions that came from that shellacking they took with San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
One, should Mike Shanahan be fired?
Yes. Without question, he deserves to be fired.
He and his brother, get out.
Both of them. Him and his son. Both of them need to get his son. They both need to go. They're going to follow each other wherever they go anyway. It doesn't matter. But yes, he needs to go. His message has been tuned out. And they need a coach who can put RG3 in his place, so to speak. Who can lay it down like, look, this is how it has to go. This is how it needs to run. This is my ship. And leave it at that.
They need an ownership who will be like, it ain't all about RG3. It's about the Redskins.
Daniel Snyder's all about money.
He doesn't want to talk about the Redskins right now because he's dealing with all that change of name shit.
Yep.
But it wasn't all about team. It was about RG3. Mm-hmm. He had the awesome first year. We love
RG3. He was new and he was fresh. He was
$5 footlong commercials and all that crap, and he's the talk of the town.
He was fresh.
You know, hey, maybe he's the Blake Griffin of his sport. Because, hey, why should you be doing all these commercials when you ain't won nothing, a la Magic?
I love it. I love all this new stuff. It's like all the new hype. Oh, the new cats in the building. Who is still the best three freaking quarterbacks in the league? Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Drew Brees. What do they have in common? Oh, let me throw Aaron Rodgers in there. I'm sorry. Top four. What do they all have in common? Pocket quarterbacks. Who would have thought? You got to be able to throw from the pocket, period.
Now, do you think he should be benched? Because we had Alden Smith went out and was like, RG3 is not right. He shouldn't be playing. What do you think at this point? Because, hey, we've seen other quarterbacks who've been sucking have gotten pulled. Do they need to pull him? I mean, does it look like something's not right and he just needs to sit down?
I would pull him, if nothing else, to send a message that you ain't invincible. And your leash may be longer just because you're the number two pick, but that don't mean I won't yank you if I'm trying to win a game. So if he goes out tonight and he stinks up the second quarter, Kirk Cousins needs to be starting that after the halftime.
Mm.
Period. Because their offense has been inept. They haven't been able to do anything.
Correct.
Alfred Morris has been the one constant, and he's had to deal with a quarterback who can't do nothing. Who can't do anything. It's almost like he doesn't even feel the pressure. Cassidy is sacking him left and right. He is taking some of the most vicious hits because he doesn't know how to protect himself.
No, you got to take smart hits. You can take hits every now and then, but he looks like he just gets hit.
He just gets hit. He looks like a rag doll just getting tossed all over the place. So, like I said, if they come out and they end up terrible in the first half, he does need to be benched. Yeah. If nothing else, just send a message to him like, you can be benched.
It's not working. We got to go.
Yeah. I'm not sure if he's had something like that happen to him where he was just yanked for playing so bad. And sometimes you have to do that just to send a message like, dude, you ain't helping us win. You need to sit down. Yeah. Period. Kirk Cousins came in for him last year and looked pretty good.
I mean, you drafted him the same year. So, you know, of course you want us to know what you're going to get from Kirk Cousins.
Yep.
You're 3-8.
Yep.
You're playing New York right now. I mean,
I know what the worry is. The worry is if you bench him and Kirk Cousins comes in and starts balling, what are you going to do next year?
Yeah, because I'll say this. If he doesn't look right in this game, you playing Kansas City next week, which, you know, playoff implications are there for them too. You know, they've lost three straight.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to hit the hell out of your ass.
Yep. No question. So,
you know, and I know you got Dallas and New York left, so you play New York twice. But, yeah, if y'all ain't winning, he don't look right, you got 3-4 games left, just sit him.
Yep. Play Kirk Cousins. Call it a day.
See what happens. And if Kirk Cousins is stinking it up, all right, we'll just put RG3 back in there.
There you go.
But at some point, yeah, you got to sit.
You got to send a message. Period.
But, yeah, and I know we got that great. That's probably like the best Monday night game so far this season with Seattle and New Orleans.
Yep. It's going to be a great game, great battle. Can't wait to see it. Russell Wilson, Drew Brees. Woo.
Who you like?
And that one, it's going to be tough, but due to the fact that Brandon Browner is a dope head.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with New Orleans. I just think Seattle's defense is starting to look a little vulnerable. I think Drew Brees will be able to pick them apart a little bit. You got Jimmy Graham coming back reasonably healthy. Marcus Colston looks healthy. And the running game starting to get going a little bit. Darren Sproles is back healthy. So they're starting to get their health back. And Drew Brees, I mean, what can I say? He's a top four quarterback. I'm always going to put my money, no, 9 times out of 10 on the top 5 quarterback.
Let me see. Who they playing? Where they playing at? They play Assy. Ooh.
They play in Seattle. And I know they want some revenge for, we all know, the dreaded 7-9 victory.
Oh, no one wants some payback.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'll stick with the home team, even though these two dumbasses, Walter Thurman and Brandon Brower, who could possibly be suspended a whole damn year.
Good for him.
It's dumbass. It was selfish. You know, y'all had a deep secondary, and now you just weakened it.
Yep.
Going up against this is a base. This could be number one in the NFC.
Yeah.
I will be watching it.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah, man, this football has been nuts. We're going to take a quick break. We're coming back. We're going to talk some college football, and we're going to get to this crazy-ass NBA.
Yes, sir.
Somebody got paid.
Right.
Or overpaid. Y'all listening to the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
Holla.
Back, y'all, to the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour. Ooh, the interesting Saturday. Man, mm-hmm. Alabama-Auburn, let's just go. First off, we're both in agreement. We're not mad at Nick Saban's decision.
Hell no, I'm not mad at Nick Saban.
To get one more time, you know, should he have actually tried a Hail Mary?
Why not?
Right. Now, granted, the kicker, I would hate to be seeing a little bit of that rivalry on Sports Century and all that before it came, that game aired, I would not want to be him in Alabama that night. That, to me, that's the equivalent of a soccer player making two dumb moves in a country that, like Brazil, or a country that is all about soccer. Like, you getting death threats, you may not wake up tomorrow. I mean, state of Alabama college football is like,
it's serious.
Everything.
Yep.
And he got everything. 3 chances to ice the game, not counting the block punt. That was just a good punt, but still, that play was amazing.
Well, turns out fans and players have shown support to the kicker. Let's be honest. There's really nothing you can say to that kid to make him feel any worse than he already does. Yeah. He missed like 3 field goals yesterday.
He missed a chipper, like a 33-yard field goal.
And then the final one gets returned for the game-winning touchdown.
That wasn't even him. Like, because there was that play. They went on 4th and on 4th down. Because I didn't think we wasn't trusting his kicking game.
And I mean, like I said, there's nothing you can tell this kid to make him feel any worse. He let his team down.
Damn.
That to me is what probably made him feel the worst more than anything, is him letting his teammates down, knowing they had a shot at going to a national championship again, and now those chances are probably gone.
And how long was the last kick? It was like...
It was a long one. It was like 57 yards. Yeah. So, I mean, I can't put all the blame on the kick.
I'm not mad
at saying... It's a college kid kicking a 57-yarder. Like, we crap on NFL kickers who miss 40-something yarders.
If this kid comes in, makes the kick...
He's a hero.
Saban looks like a genius. Dude, that whole 1 second call and getting the time back was smart. You are the greatest coach ever in college football. You're a genius. But instead, he goes for it. Now, the special teams
coach. Why'd you get that second back, you idiot?
Right. The second coach. I mean, the special teams coach. What the fuck?
I don't know what the heck you. Yeah. You getting fired at the end of the season.
Because you're not. Your whole goal is almost like, well, we know more than likely he may not make it.
Yeah.
Let's just try to block it and then make sure if he goes short.
Tackle him, fools. Yeah,
and it was like, they looked around like, oh, game over. Wait a minute. He dodged like three guys. That's why I was like, I thought if he dodged like eight or nine, you'd be like, damn. He was like, he dodged three guys. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you, Alabama? You know, and Saban afterwards looked like, I don't even know. I do not feel like talking to y'all motherfuckers right now. Fine. You know, we're not repeating. You know, even if the damn BCS tries to get him in, which we know they might, they are not. That's it. No three-peat. The giant has fallen. Everybody hates kickers in America now. Why do we have to have a kicking game? See, this is why I don't like. Why is it all on the kicker? Chris Davies, you are the dude in Alabama right now. You getting whatever you want.
Yeah, you can go to any restaurant. You can get anything you want. And let me tell you something. The ladies, my brother, the ladies, you got them all. You got them all.
Yeah. Because you beat the game that matters. You beat Alabama.
He got them.
And they ranked number one.
He got some poon last night, boy.
Oh. He was busting on chick faces, whatever the hell he want to do. You know y'all want this.
But this is why the spread works in college. Mm-hmm. You can run this in Auburn runs that. Their quarterback throws for like 99 yards a game. And they may go to the national championship. Like, that's BS to me. Are you serious? That's boring. I'm sorry, but to me, that's boring. I want to see cats sit back and rip it and throw it. AJ McCarron it. Something.
Yeah, we know that was a
camera. I am so sick of the spread, of the run option. It's so annoying.
I guess this is it for AJ McCarron. We don't have to see his girlfriend anymore. It's like, oh, it's okay, baby. He was like, damn, how come I'd be sad going on that? But it's just like, you lost.
Yeah, they lost for the first time in some time.
I mean, Auburn looked like
they're destined.
If Auburn beats Missouri,
they're destined to go.
And the SEC championship.
They got to go.
That's the question.
They got
to
go.
You know, coming off Ohio State, almost losing that Michigan.
They got
to
go.
If they should get, they should leapfrog or Ohio State?
They got to go. They got to go. It's the SEC.
That's why.
But you can't. It's different. To me, it's different comparing the Pac-12 to the SEC. Those, to me, are a little bit more closer in competitive.
Yes, if it was them, yes.
When you got the Big Ten, you can't compare the Big Ten to the SEC. It's not even fair. Ohio State hasn't lost a game in 2 years because your competition sucks.
Yeah, I remember the last time they did. That was early on in this SEC run.
Compare.
When Ohio State went, and it was like, why is Ohio State going? And they got their ass kicked.
You can't compare the Big Ten to the SEC. It's not even fair. So, yes, they deserve to be leapfrogged. I understand they're undefeated.
If Missouri wins, basically, whoever wins the SEC.
If Missouri wins.
Since they'll be what, fourth? No, they probably going to pull Alabama in front of them.
If Auburn wins, they get in. If Missouri wins, no.
Okay.
Reason being, for me, Auburn beat the number one team in the nation.
And they were
gives them precedent over.
And they were ranked number four at the time.
In the hardest division, in the hardest conference in college football.
Arguably the hardest
conference in college football. So, for
Pac-12, y'all.
For that, yes, I will give it to Auburn. from Missouri, no, because they're going to have to leapfrog like 3-4 people. So, no, I don't give it to them.
They got to leap. Missouri got to leap 3-4.
Because where's Missouri now?
Missouri, I think, Missouri technically should be, I don't know how to beat it, but basically, Florida State's number one.
Yeah, I forgot about Florida State.
You know, which they a lock. You know, although now, you know, now with this, Jameis Winston dealing with all this off the field, you know, your semen in the girl underwear, and there's a chance that you may not play in the national championship. I'm clearly of the belief that he ain't winning the Heisman. He ain't winning it. If you know what, I'm not gonna say that.
I feel bad for him, man.
I do too.
I really feel bad for him because it's like all of this came out after he's getting all this praise and love and yo team number two in the nation. Okay, boom. You raped me. What?
No, you sexually assaulted me. It's
and
it's,
my thing is like when the initial stuff came out,
she ain't want to talk. But then maybe
when
she
the initial stuff came
talk.
Out, they're talking about the suspect is 5'10", 5'8", or whatever to whatever. So is he that much smaller than what Florida State lists him as? Because they listed him like 6'4" and some change. And old girl said apparently the person was like 5'10", 5'8 to 5'10 or something like that. So there's a huge gap in that measurement. So I'm not understanding that portion of it. The fact that it came out of the blue, out of nowhere, also strikes me as odd.
Yeah.
You know, and it makes me wonder if they weren't as successful, would this story have even come out? Would it have mattered?
It wouldn't have, you know.
Would it have been a big deal?
Right. Would the prosecutors have pushed for it so hard?
Exactly. But because this kid is on top of the world now, oh, it has to be him. He had to have done it.
Okay, so here they go. I had to look at my. Here they go. You got top five: Florida State, Ohio State, both undefeated. Then Auburn at 3. Then Then Alabama, and then Missouri. So Missouri's out of luck. Really, yep. I mean, Missouri is out of luck, which is kind of why Alabama only dropped to 4. Hey,
yep.
They both in the SEC, and so people who don't like the SEC still going to be mad. They got 3, 4, and 5.
Exactly.
I'm leaning towards if they both undefeated, you got to let them go because I'm like, you ranked these dudes number 3 to begin with.
Yep.
And now you can't be like, oh, well, they didn't play anybody. You knew what the schedule was going in.
Exactly.
You knew they was cupcakes. You ranked them 3rd.
Exactly.
They ain't lose. I don't like all that. Well, they going to jump even though it's a 1-loss. You pre-ranked them.
Thank you.
This isn't the NBA where y'all start from 0. I'm ranked number 3, and I win all my games, and one of the teams ahead of me loses. Bam, I'm in the national championship. What's the argument?
Exactly.
Well, you might get your ass kicked. That's not the question.
Thank you.
I still think Ohio State should go, but it's going to be a hard argument because it's going to be SEC bias.
Yeah.
Damn it. Stanford, Oregon, one of y'all motherfuckers. Although UCLA beat SC.
Yeah, they waxed them. And, ugh. So now, of course, we can't keep Coach Ed Orgeron. This gave Pat Hayden his reason not to keep
him. Now, when you heard Pat Hayden's interview about it, I mean, he was sounding reasonable. Like, yes. Pat Hayden is in the discussion, but we have to be smart and look at all candidates, which they should. The problem is you don't have a good group of candidates.
Nope.
My man from Texas A&M, Kevin Sullen.
He already signed
he's
an extension.
Already signed, so do you right? I mean, basically, to me right now, the next guy is going to be there for this is a short-term hire.
Mm-hmm.
Do you keep Orgeron for the next couple years? And just like, all right, we'll keep him in because everything is working now and revisit it in a couple of years. Or do you just be like, you know what? Well, he ain't the guy. What you think?
They need to keep him. I mean, the kids have rallied around him. He seems like he's a great recruiter from what I've heard about him. And, I mean, obviously he gets the team going. He capitalized on his opportunity. And I think he deserves at least a year, at least 1 year to just – you know, see how it can go, see what he can do as head coach officially. And, you know, a lot of people believe in him. I know I have a lot of customers who are SC fans. They all believe in him. They're all pulling for him to stay. And so
he can recruit, and that's a big thing. If he couldn't recruit, if he couldn't recruit, he'd be gone.
Yep.
He wouldn't even be in consideration. But the fact that he can recruit does make it tough.
Yep.
All right. Let's jump into the NBA.
Let's go.
Since we were talking about it already, let's deal with Jason Kidd.
He's an idiot.
Dude, I saw this play. I told you, I saw this live. I didn't even hear about all the other stuff till later. You actually told me. But I saw it live. I was like, what? What the fuck? Why are you holding a drink cup? Because I was like, that's not no Gatorade. That looked like some rum and coke or something in that glass. And then it was like, hit me. Like, what? I was like, what? Because it looked so like, why the fuck are you got ice? And you just looking like you look at the guy and you just, oop, you bump into him. What kind of shit?
It looked completely staged.
And then you were like, and my mind did not go there. I was just like, what the fuck is his problem? He's stupid. And then you were like, did you see what happened with Jason Kidd? Like, what? You're like, he got fined for that. Like,
yeah, he cheated. He was trying to cheat. Like, this is what I meant. And then when I went in hard on him for being a rookie head coach, this is the type of crap I was talking about. It's exactly the type of crap I was talking about. You cannot have a player's mentality doing this type of stuff, dude. Yes, they even, like, I was listening to something, and they mentioned he did something similar when he was a player to try to gain the timeout or something like that. You can't do this stuff as a coach, man. You wonder why his team is ass and is one of the worst in the league.
That shit was hilarious.
It's terrible. It's terrible. Bad. It's bad. And they look bad.
And it looks like you're desperate because your team sucks.
Yes. And that's exactly what it is. It's desperate times call for desperate measures.
You saw when they were on that loss and they got that win streak, he was holding his head like, oh, my God, thank you. We won. Like, and then you're back losing again.
These are the type of things. This is why I really did not have the faith in the Brooklyn Nets like that. Because
I mean, we picked
everybody's like, oh, they're going to be. I was like, I kind of was like, they're going to win the division somewhat by default because I just figured everybody else wouldn't be that good. But I wasn't expecting this bad. Like, they're terrible.
Toronto
is leading the division at 6-10. 6-10. As in 4 games under 500.
Second, Boston. What the
At heck? 7-12. Like, are you kidding me? Who's third? Philly. Like, are you serious? It's like, wait a minute. Aren't New York in this somewhere? Oh, yeah, Brooklyn. 5-12. And New York Knicks, 3-12. Carmelo's gone. Period. All that talk about him testing the market now should have y'all scared. Why are they shitless. Scared? Said, have y'all scared shitless? Because first it was like, oh, he's just going to test the waters. He's probably going to resign. Now it's like, oh, shit, I hope he really does not test the waters because he is leaving. He is gone.
Yeah, because you got
God.
They looking at
I it. Didn't realize it was this bad. They don't have a backup center.
Nope. You heard it, Holder. Tell me, after they held a players only meeting not too long ago now.
They had like 5 of them.
Yeah, Melo's like, we in a dark place. Like, oh, crap.
How about you, first things first, release J.R. Smith's brother and get a center.
Get a big.
He's the worst player in the league. You're not going to miss him. He doesn't play anyway. Get a big who can help you.
Yeah, you need the veterans.
I mean, seriously, this is a joke. This is not even, this ain't even funny anymore. It's sad. It's sad that New York Madison Square Garden is this weak. Is this bad? If Carmelo leaves, God help you all, because you are going to have the worst team in the league for a while.
I'd be joking. You got Will's weed rolling over in his grave.
And you still going to be stuck with Amari's contract.
Because you didn't amnesty his ass.
Golly!
Because you're like, we'll give him $100
million. You couldn't put insurance on that thing?
No, we wanted him to be here. So we gave him full on what he wanted, $100 million, guaranteed, no insurance necessary. Dumbass.
All I got to say is in the Southeast, the Magic are 6-10. And they have the worst record in that division.
Knicks,
dang.
Knicks are looking like, y'all should be fighting. Y'all fighting to see who's not the worst. What's going on, New York?
I don't know.
None of y'all talk shit. Who's the king of New York? Y'all ain't the king of shit. King of looking like crap.
King of New York, the Rangers.
King
hockey.
Of taking L's.
the Rangers from hockey, the
Darren Williams hurt, Pierce hurt, everybody. Who else hurt? Everybody. God, everybody hurt.
New York's in a bad place. Nets, the Knicks, the Jets, the Giants, the Yankees were terrible. The Mets were terrible. You got the Islanders and the Rangers left from hockey.
Yeah, they weren't that popular.
And they weren't that good. So, well, the Rangers were pretty good. Yeah. Islanders, whatever.
Nothing popping in college.
Woo! New York itself is just in a bad spot right now. So
New York program is sucking right now.
Syracuse is probably the best thing you got going for you.
Yep. Just that shit is hilarious. Hit me.
Like, come on, dude. And then, of course, we got to talk about the other big-time story, especially out here in Lakeland. Kobe Bryant, they gave him $50 million. I don't even care, 48 point whatever. Let's round it up. They gave him 2 years, $50 million.
Highest paid guy in the league.
Are they stupid? Jim Buss is an idiot. I'm sorry. It has to be. I know it's been said many times. It has to be said again. He's an idiot. They're all idiots. I don't understand. A guy comes off an Achilles tear. One of the worst injuries you can ever get in any sport. He ain't played a game. And they already paying him because he practices well. Yeah, he's shown some highlights in practice. He looks pretty good. Let's pay him.
Yeah, we'll talk about the management side because when he said that there was no negotiation, my thought process was Lakers went to him and said, this is how much we can offer you. We can offer you, we can pay you this much money and still get you a max guy, and we can still field you a competitive team to win championships. If I'm him, I'm like, oh, you can pay me $25 million and still give me some pieces? Where the pen at?
Exactly.
Clearly why he taking, I don't want to see you. So what, you taking pictures? Ooh, it's your signature on the contract. I'm like, are you LeBron James who's coming to play for the Lakers? So what?
Yeah.
Kobe signed a contract. Like, Kobe signed like 3-4 with the Lakers. Oh, he's going to be here. What? I didn't think he was leaving.
It's sad, man. It's almost like they had to do it because they didn't want to end up striking out again on a big time.
Yes, talent. That was the biggest argument I've heard from.
They lost calls. Chris Paul. They lost out on Chris Paul.
Yeah, which I don't think was real. But, and yeah, they lost on Chris Paul.
Dwight Howard dipped.
Yep.
Gave him the stiff arm.
And if, which I don't think he will leave, but if you lose Kobe Bryant, you ain't got shit in the cupboard. You've lost 3 superstars in 2 years. Clearly, if Kobe leaving, nobody, L.A. must be in shambles. Yep. And, well, we got that $1 billion contract with Time Warner, but we ain't got nobody to watch. I mean, it is.
It's a he business.
He got the extra for the business portion. Yeah. He's the most popular player in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say he was the best player in the league. Yes, LeBron James is the best player in the league. However,
yeah,
the most popular player in the world from the NBA is Kobe Bryant.
Without question.
And the Lakers, of course, know this.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the second biggest market
in the world.
Mm-hmm.
In the U.S.
Yep. Yeah.
So,
this dude, there is a difference. Do you want to go to a game? Is Kobe Bryant playing? No.
I don't want to go. I don't know. But if you're
like, well, it's a good game and Kobe's playing. Oh, well, we know Kobe's going to take 30 shots. We at least get to see Kobe,
exactly. He can take all the shots.
Mm-hmm. He's going to take 27-footers and probably make a couple. Like, why are you shooting that? Oh, okay, take that shot then.
All I'm going to say is if Kobe comes back and does not look like Kobe, all the questions are going to start flying. Why the hell did y'all give him all that money? Yeah. He don't look right. Why didn't you wait until he played? That is my question. Why didn't you at least wait until he played a game or two? To see if he's good to go.
Yeah, all that talk about, they being loyal and they pay guys. You ain't paying Pau Gasol.
No.
Let's be honest. You ain't paying Pau Gasol.
Loyalty. Whatever happened to Trevor Ariza loyalty?
Didn't we ask that same question with Dwight Howard? Oh, it's loyalty. There ain't no loyalty, fool. I thought, unless Kobe's peoples were like, we're thinking of exploring our options over the summer, then I could see them like, oh, let's hurry up. But I didn't think Kobe was rushing to leave and saying like, I'm not going to leave. And if y'all don't sign me an extension, I thought he was going to play that whole, well, I can be a free agent, sign for more years and all that crap. I totally think they overpaid. 16 to 20 would have been good. Hang on, Albert. You could have you know, it ain't just about a max guy. Yes, I know Kobe Bryant is very confident and feels like, well, if you get me one more superstar next to me, we good to go. So I feel him, but as a basketball standpoint, I'm trying to get as many guys as I can get with the money I have.
Yep.
Lakers can pay salary cap for a year. The Lakers will put their foot in the luxury tax.
Yep.
All right? That ain't the issue. They don't want to be in the luxury tax 3-4 years.
Nope.
It's like with the Nets. Oh, he did. I expect teams to go in the luxury tax a year, maybe two. That's it. Ain't no 3-4 with this escalating penalty. Hell no.
Yeah.
So, shit.
That's why it's hard for all these teams to make moves.
If you get Carmelo, you got two black holes. I don't know how that's going to work. Pau Gasol is clearly upset. We know you don't want him.
Mm-hmm.
He feels not liked and underappreciated, which he is, because y'all crap on him. But when he win, he ain't that great. When he's not playing great, y'all like, oh, he sucks. He's soft.
And let's just real quick dive into it.
Yes, your boy. We gonna win the championship. Derrick Rose is back, y'all. Nope. He was back, and he was looking good. A little, like, rusty, but he was looking good. That knee was looking great. And torn meniscus on the other leg.
It's like, are you serious? I can't win for losing.
We'll take the...
I'll take the torn meniscus. It wasn't an ACL. It wasn't, you know, nothing catastrophic.
Take the surgery.
Yeah, I'm just like, yeah, dude, just take surgery, be out for the year, and say, fuck it again. Fuck it. Fuck it. Fuck it. It's like, oh, my... back to back years. Like, here we go again. We gotta, and I mean, at this point for the Bulls team, I cannot be mad at them losing some of the games they've lost in the past week or two. Yeah, I mean,
Denver game.
It's an the emotional toll that must have taken on that team is just like, we went the whole fucking year without playing with him. And now we got to do it again.
It's almost like if Kobe Bryant comes back and plays well, then he
and then
hurt
it tears
again.
Achilles again. Y'all would be still in the same way I am. It's like, well, what the? On the other knee, on the other foot. You'd be like, ain't this a bitch? What are you going to do?
Now, since we know he's out, do you think they should basically, and they're not blowing it up, but you know you keeping Noah.
Should they trade Dang?
The trade Dang hiring, should y'all just make that move right now? Get something for his contract?
Me personally, I would say trade Dang only because Jimmy Butler is on the verge of coming back. Tony Snell has started and has looked pretty good. Mm-hmm. And is another wing player we can develop, even though he is a rookie. So, I mean, we have wing players. Mike Dunleavy, another one. So, I mean, we have guys on the wing that can play. It's hard because Luol Deng does so much and has been basically the heart and soul of the organization.
Do you decide to go with the?
It's hard
to qualify for the playoffs as one of the lower seeds, or you just say, you know what? Let's just
Tom Thibodeau is not going to let them do that.
Well, I mean, they're not going to play that way. But as far as management, they are paying luxury tax, and you have mentioned that. Carlos Boozer probably going to get amnesty.
At the end of the season.
Should they just try to, Luol Deng may not be back. Do you try to get something for him?
It's hard.
We got to start focusing on
because these guys have been around so long, it's hard for me to just say, yeah, get rid of them. But, I mean, realistically, you should look to trade Luol Deng. You should. And see what you can get for him while his value is at where it's at. While it's at its highest point, and play your young dudes, play your Jimmy Butler, Tony Snell, and all these other young cats, and get them some experience, and hopefully that'll be enough. I mean, we saw last year the Bulls were able to scrap and claw their way into a playoff appearance. We're able to push off Brooklyn and move on in the playoffs. So, I mean, they're a scrappy bunch. They're going to continue to play hard. But it's tough. But, I mean, for the second year in a row, having no Derrick Rose out for the year, I would say, probably now is the time to strike and trade Dang.
Since that's on our next subject, what do you think about them possibly shopping Dang for Deion Waiters?
It's interesting, but I don't want Deion Waiters, to be honest.
Okay.
I mean, he's a guy who needs to have the ball in his hands a little too much. We already have that in the Derrick Rose when he comes back. And I'd rather, if I can get a good first, quality first-round pick for upcoming draft, give me one of that and maybe a young piece. But
Of course, if you can get a number one pick and Deion Waiters, though, pick.
He's already had issues, apparently, chemistry-wise, fitting in Cleveland with Deion, with Kyrie Irving and Mike Brown. He's butted head with his both, so I'm with
Tristan Thompson. Saying they playing me ball.
To me, he's not a Tom Thibodeau kind of guy.
Okay. No, I can see that. Because, you know, I saw he accused him of playing buddy ball, and I'm giving him the rock. And he's a good player.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that is a question.
Yeah.
Do you think either Philly or the Knicks should get involved?
I think the Knicks, that would be good for the Knicks. I mean, if you're just going to trade Iman Shumpert for him, though, it makes no sense. But, I mean,
I guess Philly's an upgrade offensively.
Yeah, but you're downgrading defensively. So, I mean, you're not really winning with that. So, I don't know. Personally,
And then with Evan Turner, I mean, if they just, you know, they've given Evan Turner plenty of time.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll do something. Maybe he don't. I think they just ready to move on with him.
Yeah.
But I was like, damn, you shopping them already?
Yeah.
Wow. Better hope it ain't too bad. And then, of course, the injury bug hitting up. Redick out 6 to 8 weeks for the Clippers.
That's a big blow for now.
That is. And Chris Paul is already injured a little bit.
Yep.
No, he's been playing good for them. Now, they already lost to the Pacers today, who are balling.
Yep.
You got Jeremy Lin out a couple weeks. You know, they beat my Spurs. Yeah.
But I mean, it's one win. The Spurs are freaking rolling right now, so it doesn't make a difference. Injuries,
you know. We know, give a couple weeks, and once the 15 come, everybody's trade eligible again.
Exactly.
You know, maybe they can get something from Ashik.
Mm-hmm.
Spurs, but that's too much. Nobody want to pay on that big-ass contract at the end. You know, Marc Gasol out. No, I read that with that he might be a free – I'm afraid him, but Zach Randolph possibly as that next guy next to Kobe Bryant.
Everybody's going to be that next guy next to Kobe. Let's be honest. Every name is going to be thrown out there. They were throwing out Paul George until he signed his extension. Every single big-time free agent is going to be named.
Of course, because you know now that Kobe Bryant signed, the longer the Knicks continue to suck, Kobe Bryant, Carmelo.
We getting Carmelo.
Dangerous.
No shots for anybody else.
Nope.
Play defense.
Yeah. That's all they're going to
get. That's your job. Play defense,
rebound, shoot threes. We're going to take all the shots.
Shoot threes. That's my job.
What do you think of that trade with the T-Wolves trading Derrick Williams to the Kings for Luke Richard Mbamute?
I like it for the Kings. I think he can be a nice upgrade over Jason Thompson or some of the other power forwards they have. I know right now they're starting him a small forward. But, I mean, he was a number two pick in the draft. Mm-hmm. Proved he was a pretty good player. So, I mean, he's in a place he really didn't fit in Minnesota. I mean, you had Kevin Love taking up pretty much all the time in power forward. He ain't leaving, so that really didn't leave any space for him to play. So, I mean,
he's not really seemed like that's his preferred position. Yeah.
So, he likes to play the four. I think he'll work out well with DeMarcus Cousins.
Yeah, I think he will. That's a nice move.
It'll be a nice little tandem. So, I think it'll be good. I think he needed a change of scenery. He needed to go somewhere else. And, I mean, his first game, he scored like 18 points. So, I mean, he showed he still has game. He can still play. So, I think it's a nice pickup for them.
And I like Mbamute going to the T-Wolves. I mean, T-Wolves are clearly in position about going to the playoffs. You get another wing defender, which in this league,
which they need,
you can take.
Yep.
And him and Corey Brewer would be nice. Yeah, I wanted him on the Spurs for a minute when he came in. You know, a nice, long, defensive guy. He may not be that great offensively, but you just throw him in to bother them star guys.
Yep.
See, Dirk passed KG for 14th on the scoring list.
Wow.
Dallas looking hot. They fighting.
I'm telling you. That's why I've been pulling for him.
And that shit with Mark Cuban sees a benefit in HGH use in the NBA.
Like, look, dude, there's a reason. If it was that good, they'd be using it in football. If it was just, you know, quick healing and all of that stuff, every sport would be using that crap. But there's a reason it is banned from most sports. So you can push to have it studied and all of that nonsense and funded and all that. Good, go ahead. But ain't no way that shit's getting allowed in basketball.
Well, the thing is, I guess he's trying to push for it. I mean, I'm putting it this way. I don't know the side effects of all of HGH just between that and steroids and all that. But if they find it that it can keep guys healthy and there's no long-term issues, mm-hmm. be careful. I'm sure baseball don't want it, but yeah. And a few more talks before we get out of here. MLB, A-Rod feeling like Bud Selig is out to get him. You think so?
I mean, A-Rod to an extent brought all this on himself.
Yeah.
All the trouble and all the nonsense you've caused, you have a target on your back, dude. This is what happens. So, of course, you're going to feel like he's after you. Because you're always doing shit you're not supposed to be doing.
That you're the cheater.
Thank you!
You cheated and you're the highest paid guy.
Yeah. So, of course, yeah, he's after you. Yeah, he's chasing you down.
He don't like the city of New York. I'm like, no, he don't like you.
Thank you!
It isn't kind of personal. Yes, it shouldn't be, but yes. Bud Selig can say no all he wants. I'm like, no. Everybody else get 50, you get 200.
That's like two criminals. One who got busted for smoking weed, and another one who got killed for murder. Or the murderer's like, why are they after me? They just all after me, aren't they? Yeah, because you committed a heinous crime.
That's because, but he's got busted a couple times.
Thank you.
But that is still like, why is he? I'm still on the why he go from. He didn't get suspended 50 games when he got caught on that test. But now it's like, oh, I get 200. Hey, if I'm A-Rod, yes, I'm fighting it.
Fight all you want, but yeah, you should feel like he's on you.
He don't get suspended, but I'm like, don't be giving me like 3-4 times as much as the next guy. But I ain't even been suspended once.
Brought it on himself.
Tigers say bye-bye to Prince Fielder. Going to the Rangers for second baseman Ian Kinsler.
Nice move.
And the Tigers going to send $30 million. That dude got
That was
paid.
One of the worst contracts.
It is one of the bad ones.
Oh, it was bad.
He batted .225, no homers, no RBIs in the postseason this past season.
And that's what they paid him to do, was to produce in the postseason. Yeah, he wasn't doing that, you got to go. You got to go. So.
But that will take a little more pressure on Miguel Cabrera.
And it lessens the hole that Detroit has on that division crown, baby. Go White Sox.
All right. That came out that Manny Pacquiao somehow owes $50 million in back taxes.
How could he owes that much money?
Yeah, because he said he wanted to borrow, with the storm that happened in the Philippines.
Yeah.
He didn't want to do something, saying, I want to give money to relief, and he can't. They're like, they locked my accounts.
I work for the bank. I know how that goes. Yeah, son, your accounts are frozen. Woo! The IRS is getting their money, dude. The IRS is getting their money. Don't trip. Otherwise, you're going to jail. Yeah. Let's just call it what it is. Yeah. Wesley Snipes had to deal with the tax evasion crap. Pay your taxes. I know y'all get taxed a grip. I know y'all do. But y'all make a grip of money. I mean, millions upon millions of dollars. So, to an extent, I don't feel bad for some of these cats. You got to pay your taxes. I see it all the time. I see people every year working at the bank paying hundreds of thousands of dollars for tax reasons. So I don't feel bad for any of y'all because y'all got the money to do it. So pay your damn taxes. And unfortunately, it's unfortunate that he can't give money to the people in the Philippines. That is a shame. That really is. But this is why you need to pay your taxes. So shit like this doesn't happen and creep up on you.
Yeah.
Especially when you need it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is why he got 50. That's a gang.
That's a lot of money. You better go fight Floyd and get that money to the government.
Yes, you should have fought, took that bout earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I know you finally got to see it. What'd you think of that Nike commercial with Kyrie Irving and
It was cool. It was funny. The Dennis Rodman was funny.
Yeah.
Like, he ain't coming back.
One way. Damn. He's never coming back. I'm like, damn. Y'all hating Robin like that?
Right. And then with the Craig Sager, that was funny.
That was great.
That was funny.
I was loving that.
I'm...
them jackets, baby.
Oh, I love it, though. He got style. And then Mike Tyson, of course, giving the ear back to Evander Holyfield. That was terrible.
Man, he just... He keeps doing it, man. For real.
Mm-hmm.
And let me just say, since this is pretty much the last day and playoff for all the fantasy football teams are around, to let our league know, K-Town Killers, Boomer A, 220 gang, and Bash Brothers have all locked themselves in. 5-6 right now was, yes, John.
Go ahead.
And T-Money and me close. And right now, Jonathan is kicking ass.
Everybody's
162-43. God damn. So you getting in.
Thank you. And that's all I needed. I just need to get in.
Great. And T Money is up on STL in 157-42. So it looks like they're gonna hold on and they're gonna be in the spot.
It's all good. I'm gonna win for you. I got the best team, best roster in the playoffs. It doesn't even matter. Matt Forte, Jamal Charles, Frank Gore, Rob Gronkowski, Josh Gordon. I got all stars. And I got Kansas City D that's about to bounce back after getting smacked by Denver. Holla. All y'all watch out. Especially you, Malcolm. I already beat you once. I'm coming again. Let's go, son.
Yeah, we know all y'all niggas out there pumped for your fantasy leagues. Or you're like me, just pissed the hell off that you missed the playoffs. God, that pisses me the fuck off. Four leagues, three that got playoffs. I'm missing two. And I might have lost my number one seed.
Dang. You
know what I mean? It's just been a rough season, y'all. Hey, Boumaye, Boumaye, you better hold on and win. 220 game catching you. If you take that L and he's up big.
Yep.
Well, he got a lot more points. So if y'all end up tied, he going to take that bye. So be careful.
Yep.
And I'll just be whatever. Shit. Upset. And you're like, all right, let me go focus on the other leagues. It's been that fucking kind of year. So, yeah, we want to thank y'all for tuning in to the Brothers Lamest Sports Happy Hour. Please check us out. You can find us on Stitcher and iTunes Radio under the Black Is Network. Just type in Black Is. You will find us along with the other great podcasts that Black Is provides. The Break with KC Layman.
Going on, sister.
Coach Connection with Brother Malcolm.
Brother Malk.
Had some great ones on there last couple weeks. Talked about Best Man Holiday. Talked about 12 Years a Slave. Mm-hmm. Talked about Preachers of L.A.
Chivalry in L.A.
All of that.
Yep, all that good stuff.
The site got everything you need, so check it out. You can also go to our homepage, www.blackisonline.com. You can find us on there. Leave us a message. If y'all want to contact us, y'all want to hit us up, just chop it up with us. Email us, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. Hit us up on Twitter, @brotherslayman. Or you can leave a voicemail, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, definitely hit us up. We appreciate y'all listening to us. Keep on listening. Keep on chugging. Keep on tuning in. Tell your friends, your family, your mothers, your daddies, your cousins, your aunties, your uncles, your sisters, your brothers, your dogs, your cats, birds, gophers, snakes, insects, anything. Tell everybody about the Brothers Lamest Happy Hour, where it goes down. And from your host, Chris and Jonathan, this has been the Brothers Lamest Sports Happy Hour, where we're giving it to you strong and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy, y'all.
Holla. They don't dance no more.
They don't dance no more. We doing this around chilling. They don't dance no more. They don't dance no more. Yeah. Did it, done it, run it, say it how you want it. Leave it when you finish, left it, dress it up and made it seem sweet. Like a beach in Martinique. Goody back up on their feet. Set it straight for the 9-8. License plate with a triple H. Calling all them cops. Cause the club be going left to right. Throwing bowls like the pro. Running lows up in the night. Feeling numb from the cup I drank. Holler at them girls in the back. Baby, what you looking for? Shout it, I ain't showing no slack. People don't dance no more. All they do is this. All they do is this. All they do is this. People don't dance no more. All they do is this. All they do is this. All they do is this. They get off on holding folks hot sticks. They good for casing malls and leaving broken glass where you are. Them 2-inch white walls that was lit by cat eyes. Fools call. Trick is fucking long. Zone 3. Deep coverage man under. We used to break doing 83. Two lives dropped and we was throwing. They don't fight with this. They bring they piss. Pack everybody down before they leave. People don't dance no more. All they do is this. All they do is this. All they do is this. People don't dance no more. All they do is this. All they do is this. All they do is this. Educate themselves and with the jails. They're building more with the core and high power restraining mechanism. Why is it taking its last victims? Ready to sick them, but I stay cool and absorb the food and let this day and drink and peddle where you think. Acting out and about that gap, he pulled at my partner's car in the world quickly. Was it worth it? He didn't deserve it. Predestined weapons for less than that we learned. I will just burn. People don't dance no more. All they do is this. All they do is this. All they do is this. People don't dance no more. All they do is this. All they do is this. All they do is this.
Well, my name is Sugar Low, and this has been Tay. For years we've been some players. they do is business.